we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. Hello, hello. Welcome to Bellinis with Benetrends. Allie here from the marketing team at Benetrends, and I am so excited to welcome Colin Hamilton from UFS to our podcast today. Welcome, Colin.
Thanks for having me, Allie.
Glad you're here. We like to have these podcasts nice and short so our listeners can listen over a glass of wine or, in our case, a Bellini. So today, Colin, our title is Quick Start Your Dreams with Benetrends because we are so excited to launch a brand new program called Quick Start. And UFS is the expert of this, so we're glad to have you here. And I want you to kick us off by just giving us a very high-level overview of Quick Start and what sets it apart from the other funding options.
Yeah, great question, Allie. So Quick Start is really an SBA alternative. So it's not an SBA loan that allows customers to get funded in the $50,000 to $250,000 range, really in that range where some SBA loans don't necessarily want to want or can go. That's exactly where we're at, is giving those clients another fantastic option on being able to fund their business or franchise.
Great. Thank you, Colin. That was a good high-level explanation. Give me some of the benefits of the unsecured program for these entrepreneurs then. How does Quick Start specifically help with this?
Yeah, so what it allows is we're able to a little bit more quickly look at our customers' credit profile and not attach any assets such as a home that you might get with an SBA program to that loan. In other words, it also allows us to be able to more quickly get them funded and with less risk than you might have, such as collateralizing your home. And it also does not report to personal credit, especially on this Quick Start program.
You used the word quickly twice in that explanation, Colin. So just throwing out that that's where the name Quick Start came from. And I think anyone looking for a franchise or to open a business is always looking for something quicker. So I think that's a great opportunity for those that are looking to get these deals done quickly. So can you walk us through the application and approval process for it? You say it's quicker, but take us through that a little bit and what a franchisor or even a client can expect.
Yeah, so we usually try to be able to pre-approve or pre-qualify our clients within the first 24 to 48 hours of the Quick Start program. And then what we see is a little bit longer approval period that can take up to about a week. That consists of us looking at things like financials, verifying those sorts of components. But it's really a process that is meant to be as painless as possible within that funding range of $50,000 to $250,000.
Great. And what types of businesses are eligible then, Colin? Is this any franchises? Is there stipulations here? What does that look like?
Yeah, great question. Currently we are allowing both emerging franchise brands as well as established franchise brands to be eligible for these programs. We put as much emphasis upon the jockey as we do upon the horse. If you wanted a horse racing analogy, in other words, we're as interested in the business owner as we are in the franchise concept as well. So any franchise concepts are eligible, with the exception of cannabis, which our current sponsor bank has not allowed us to move on.
I actually did want a horse analogy, considering it's May of 2023. So thank you for that. Benetrends likes to say we are the triple crown of funding. So this Quick Start program actually just enhances that even more. So thank you for that pun, because I'm all about it, Colin. So we've obviously talked about the Quick Start program from very high level. We've been over what sets it apart, what the benefits are, the application and approval process, how quickly we can get entrepreneurs funded. But you are obviously here today from UFS. So can you tell our listeners just a bit about how we, Benetrends, is partnering with UFS and what our clients and brands can expect from this new exciting relationship we have?
Yeah, so really, this is just an extension of the existing Benetrends programs. Benetrends has such a wonderful name in the industry, and we have a huge amount of experience as UFS with really the back end of underwriting and processing these sorts of loans. So we wanted to be able to partner with Benetrends to provide another funding option for Benetrends clients. While still maintaining that excellent Benetrends customer service that Benetrends clients have come to expect.
Thank you, Colin. So with that, we are going to wrap up here, but anything else to add? What's on the horizon for this Quick Start program and the future of funding small businesses, or how can someone actually get in touch?
Yeah, so I would, as far as getting in touch, you're going to always want to reach out to your Benetrends sale consultant or whoever your contact at Benetrends is. That's really the best way to get in contact with us. You can also go to benetrends.com/quickstart. As far as the future of where we see this going, it's just a fantastic option that I think is going to gain some serious traction here in the next year as we continue to see loan programs change with the elimination of the SBA registry. There's so many factors that are playing in into the horizon for lending that I think that this Quick Start program is just going to continue to give clients more options in being able to get funded more quickly so they can go ahead and pursue their dreams.
That's great. Thank you, Colin. Yep, I know everyone over here is just as excited to launch this new program and add it to the Benetrends products and services. Again, if you are a listener and you missed it, you can find more about the program by reaching out to your Benetrends sales consultant or visiting benetrends.com/quickstart. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Allie.